Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey Tom, you know why September is my favorite time of the year?
Yes, because it's finally cooling off, huh?
Well, that's true, but there's also another reason.
Well, September is when we start to learn about all the new models that will be out in 2021.
Yeah, it's crazy. In America, we get the 2021s in 2020 and a full 4 or 5 months ahead of the new year. And it's actually getting earlier every year. So in this video, what are we going to be talking about?
Well, we are talking about the top 10 new cool cars we are looking forward to in 2021.
So let's sit back, relax, keep driving if you're driving, keep belted if you're belted, and the next edition of Talkin', not Talking, Talkin' Cars is on the air. Sit back and relax, or keep driving if you're driving. TFL Talkin' Cars is on the air, the world's most popular car podcast. Okay, maybe not yet, but we're working on it. All right, let's get right to it, Tommy. At number 10 is actually a vehicle that is being unveiled. Well, if you're listening to this today, which is actually still in August, then it's on Thursday, September 3rd.
Yeah, and it's a highly anticipated vehicle. This is the new Jeep Grand Wagoneer. So the Grand Wagoneer, of course, in the past has been the most luxurious, the most kind of over-the-top Jeep they've ever made. And for 2022, actually, we are going to be getting a new model.
Yeah, it returns after 20 years, dude. And what makes the original Wagoneer so special? Do you know what made that thing cool?
What made that cool?
It was the original luxury SUV.
I think you're showing your age here, Dad. I think it's been gone for close to 30 years now.
Has it? Well, Zach wrote 20 years. You think it's 30?
1991, I think, was the last year.
Anyway, let us know in the comments which of these. Or you can look it up. But yeah, it really defined and refined kind of the big, luxurious crossover space, right? The Suburban has been around the longest. It's the longest-running nameplate in America, but it's always been more of a utilitarian vehicle, right?
Yep.
A Chevy, not, you know, not necessarily a Cadillac. But the Wagoneer was really the first SUV, and by that I mean a vehicle that has a low range, that has four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, that brought luxury to that segment.
Yeah, it was the Grand Wagoneer and the original Range Rover. I think the Grand Wagoneer beat the Range Rover to the punch, though, and it was. 1991 right. Was the last year.
Well, no, it's a three-row. The Range Rover was never a three-row. It was always a two-row.
I'm not sure the old Grand Wagoneer.
Yeah, you're right. Was that a two-row or a three-row?
It was a two-row.
Was that a two? You sure there wasn't a third row back there?
I don't think there was, no.
These are all things that we can look up, which is cool. We do know that this vehicle will have a three-row.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah, there are spy shots of it. There's some shots of it with the camera looking down on the roof. And basically, it's going to take on, well, the Chevy and the Ford, right? So vehicles like the Navigator, like the Escalade, like the Tahoe. You know what those vehicles are.
Do you think it'll have wood paneling?
Like real wood paneling on the outside?
Any kind of wood paneling, yeah. Do you think it'll have, like, wood grain on the side of the vehicle?
Actually, I know what it'll have.
Yeah.
They kind of showed it to us as a backgrounder.
Oh.
So I can't comment on it before 9-3 because that would break the embargo. So
I'm hoping it has wood grain. I think that'd be really cool.
So you weren't there for it, so he doesn't know. So,
yeah.
So I actually know what it does and what it doesn't have. But once again, come back on September the 3rd when we'll have full video coverage of it on TFL Car, TFL Truck. And later this afternoon, actually, I'm recording a podcast episode, which will also air on the 3rd with the designer, Ralph Giles, who, has shaken up FCA by bringing some pretty cool muscle cars back to life.
So the next vehicle on our list is number 9, the Acura TLX Type S. This is the 2021 redesigned TLX, According to Acura, it's coming September 28th, and the Type S will be arriving spring of 2021. Now, the TLX is a sports sedan built by Honda's luxury brand Acura. It's supposed to have a choice of engines, including a turbocharged V6, which is super exciting. It's got a great design, a pretty cool interior, and it's going to be great competition for that kind of small luxury performance SUV segment. So,
remember when we went hunting for it up in Keystone and almost caught it?
We almost caught it.
We almost, so close. Sometimes, you know, it's a swing and a miss. So 355 horsepower, turbocharged V6, probably around 50K.
I think probably around 50K for the Type S. The Type S is, of course, going to be the high-performance model.
Yes.
And I think it looks brilliant. I really do think it looks great. Finally, Acura has something to truly compete with the 3 Series. Previous, you know, attempts have been good. They have been good, but, you know, it's aging now. And this new TLX looks like a real contender. Very angular design. Very kind of... busy interior, I'm going to say. There's a lot going on, a lot of shapes and curves. And
you know, I'm glad that Acura is getting away kind of from that beak design language that was in for a long time, right? And they're returning back to their kind of... I remember when Acura first came out and the car that was roped off at the Acura dealership that made everybody drool was the NSX. And I think now they've gone back to their, you know, hopefully sporty heritage and have gotten away from trying to become too Lexified, right? For a long time, a lot of the cars that Acura was building, I think were more on the Lexus side, more on the luxury side and less on the sporty side. And with this, maybe this heralds a return of, you know, more sporty, more fun to drive, more exciting Acuras.
I hope you're right because it looks brilliant. I think the design is so much better than the 3 Series or the C-Class. The big competition in my mind is in some ways the Model 3, because the Model 3 has kind of redefined the segment, especially in terms of electrification. The Type S with its 355 horsepower V6 is cool, but I still don't think it's going to stack up to Model S performance, at least in terms of 0 to 60. So they're saying arriving spring 2021 in the low to mid 50s. It's also supposed to be the new Type S is the quickest Acura sedan ever.
Nice.
Yeah.
It better be quick because the Model 3 will do 0 to 60 in what, 3.4 or is it 3.2?
3.2.
The Model Y is 3.4.
And then it's also worth noting there's also a standard TLX that's going to have a 272 horsepower VTEC turbo engine.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Good on you, Acura. Bring it on. Bring the VTEC back and, you know, just let's get some sportiness back into that lineup because Lexus is luxury pretty much wrapped up. So you guys be the new cool, you know, football player on the block. All right. Number 8 is, of course, the big old football player on the block. And I'm talking about the Dodge Charger Hellcat Redeye. Finally, you get a 797 horsepower with more practicality. You get 4 doors instead of 2, Tommy.
The Charger Hellcat's been around for a long time, right? But
right.
The red eye in the Challenger meant that you got almost 800 horsepower. And now Dodge is going to be putting that engine into the more family-oriented model, the Charger.
Yeah, they say it's the fastest sedan in the world. You know, for a while there was a competition between it and the M5, right? And with the top speed of right around 203 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in like low fours maybe, something like that, if you can get it to hook up, a quarter mile in 10.6 seconds, according to FCA. That's a number that is, once again, hard to do with those, I was going to say skinny tires on the back, but they're only skinny when you're putting in almost 800 horsepower, you know, to the back wheels. They're not skinny for most normal cars. And a price of about $80,000, including destination, this is going to be one cool vehicle to take your kids to and from school.
So it's supposed to have an additional 90 horsepower over the Charger Hellcat and 57 pound-feet of torque. It's also supposed to do the quarter mile in almost half a second faster than the Hellcat wide body. So they say 10.6 in the quarter.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, versus 10.96 on the Hellcat wide body.
By a professional driver.
Yes, of course. And the manufacturer claims the Red Eye even managed to put 7 car lengths on a wide body across a 2.1 mile road course. Apparently it's supposed to 0-60 in the mid-threes.
Okay.
Is what they're saying.
Good luck.
Well,
look, if you like going sideways in any gear at any speed, this is a perfect car. We had a Hellcat for a while, just a traditional Challenger Hellcat, two-door, right? Yeah, it's a lot of motor for a little tire.
You also have this really great-looking blacked-out hood.
Yeah.
Big old hood scoop in the front.
And, of course, it's the wide body, so you got the big old, Coke flares on the side.
I don't think anybody said that the Charger Hellcat was really lacking for power.
No, it wasn't like a. This is not a question in search of an answer.
But
it's not enough power.
If you were dying for just a little bit of additional oomph in your already bonkers Hellcat Charger, this is the one.
Look, it's absolutely bat. You know what? Crazy. It makes no sense, and I definitely want one. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know why
you imagine stuffing your grandma in the back of that thing? It would be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But you never carry more than two people in your car, Dad. I think you would be great with a Charger or Challenger.
We had a Challenger, but this is so cool. I would love to put, Mom and Grandma in the back. And then, we've been trying to get her to become a little bit more adventurous. So maybe we tell her we're taking out for brunch and we actually take her to Bandamere and run the quarter mile. What do you think she would say to that?
She would not be a happy camper.
She would not be a happy camper. All right, let's get to number seven. And this is a vehicle that, if you're an EV fan, must be the next kind of golden child following Tesla. It's the new Lucid Air. Basically, a bunch of battery engineers from Tesla started Lucid, went over to Lucid, and took their technology to the next level, because there is one big number here, Tommy. You want to tell them what that is?
Apparently, it's going to have 517 miles of range is what Lucid is targeting.
Yep.
The global reveal is September 9th.
Yep, coming up.
So 9/9/20. Yep. Apparently, we're also supposed to see a Lucid SUV, which will debut on that date as well. But the Air is Lucid's answer to the Model S. Lucid, of course, being a startup company, but they have a lot of promising technology and a lot of promising engineers working to beat Tesla at their own game. It's a very impressive looking vehicle as well. 113 kilowatt hour battery.
Yeah.
If it can actually go over 500 miles on 113 kilowatt hours, that's going to push it far more efficient than the Model S, which it's going to compete with. Pricing hasn't been announced, but I'm going to figure this is a very premium car, probably $100,000 range.
Well, what the speculation is that the 517 mile range one is the upper end of that. It's the luxury one. There'll be ones that are a little bit more affordable. I wouldn't have taken this very seriously, but Lucid did give Motor Trend a ride-along. So they actually threw Motor Trend in the back seat, or a reporter for Motor Trend, and they actually did get that range. So people are taking it seriously. Once again, there's so many startup electric car companies right now, especially in China. It's hard to know, which ones are real and which ones are just kind of jumping the bandwagon, because Wall Street seems to love electric car companies, and so they're valuing them through the ceiling, and I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that. I hope Lucid is real. I hope that, they actually build it. I know that the CEO recently said that, until you build a car, it's not real, and I agree with you, dude. Build it and get it out there before the end of the year, and get us one to test. We'd love to actually be able to do that. And look, for a long time, 200 miles was the new 100 mile range, right? And then Tesla upped the game again, and now 400 mile range is the new 300 mile range. And now with this, maybe 500 miles is the new 400 mile kind of range, which is crazy, because now we're getting into some, serious long battery life.
So Lucid says over 400 miles of range.
On the regular one?
EPAS. Well, I don't think they have announced with the trim. So
yeah,
that'll all be coming on September 9th. This is on their website. They say over 400, but they recently said over 500 now. Under 2.5 seconds, 0 to 60, and over 200 miles per hour top speed.
Yeah. Once again, Model S, Model S territory. Cheetah mode.
A Model S won't do over 200.
Right.
It won't do anywhere close. So it'll be curious to see whether or not they actually follow
and
through.
And pray tell, where can you go 200 outside of the Autobahn?
Yeah, you're going to have to need a long, long racetrack. But it's really, really kind of a minimalist interior as well. Several screens here in the center.
If like the the bloggers, the supercar bloggers get a hold of this, that's going to take off like crazy because they're all going to want it. They're going to want to take it to the Salt Flats. You know what I mean, right? All those guys that are Strandman, all those guys that are driving Lamborghinis are going to figure out that this car is faster than the Lamborghini. Then it's going to go crazy, man. I can't wait. I hope it actually does debut. I hope it's real. And I hope that me and you can actually test one, hopefully, before the end of the year. They're saying end of the year production, actually building them, shipping them, you know, that's a lot to ask for. They don't have their own charging network.
No, but apparently they're going to give you 3 years free of Electrify America access. Mm-hmm. So they're using the Electrify America charging network, CCS charging. Apparently this also going to come with vehicle-to-grid capability. So you're going to be able to plug this not only into your house, but apparently back into the grid if you wanted.
Yeah, they're saying that. So basically you could potentially do things like power your cabin.
Yeah, exactly.
You drive your cabin, mm-hmm. plug the – because, you know, 113 kilowatt battery is a big-ass battery, dude.
Yeah, that's a lot of kilowatt hours in
That's
there.
A lot of power, yeah. That's a lot of power. You could power your refrigerator, your freezer, your air conditioner on that. So, we'll see. You know, these are big promises. I know some of the fuel cell cars were able to do that in China. No, in Japan. Sorry, in Japan. And I know that the iMiEV also had that potential. But nobody really used it for real. But I would love a car where I could, like, take it and plug it into my house and power it. That would be so badass, dude. All right, what's number six? This is one you've got a lot of experience with.
Yeah, number six is the upcoming Genesis GV80. This should be out in dealers. It's sounding like any week now.
Yep.
This is a luxury SUV made by Genesis.
Which is Hyundai.
Yeah, the Hyundai Kia, their luxury brand.
Yep.
Starting at $48,900. This is about the same size as something like an X5, maybe Mercedes GLE. It's got a stunning interior. Tons of technology.
A video if you want to see it. It's on TFL Car.
Yeah, TFL Car, exactly. I've got a full walk around on this puppy. Two engine options. There's a 2.5-liter turbo or a 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6. It's a beautiful design. The interior is just stunning.
It's kind of like you know what Hyundai did with the Telluride and Kia did with the Palisade, right?
Right, but for on a much more luxurious scale. Yeah.
So you get BMW X7 at Genesis prices. Interiors, which is pretty amazing.
I think it's probably better than X7, actually.
Get out, really? You thought it was that good, huh?
Yeah, the leather pleating was gorgeous. It has a three-dimensional gauge cluster, which is just the craziest mind messer you'll ever see, where various parts of the gauge cluster...
You mean like a heads-up or a display?
No, like the actual screen is where the gauges live is actually in 3D. And you don't even need red and blue glasses to...
you don't have to go and get yourself a pair of those cardboard... plasticky glasses that make you look like you're somebody from 1960 watching a horror movie.
But the interior was gorgeous. The exterior design is super cohesive. It's in line with their new... Whoa,
what was that?
Apparently my phone ringer was on.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's a good lesson. Keep your phone ringer off.
Yeah, it's got the latest Genesis design language. So it's got these streaks that run the whole length of the vehicle. It's got the huge diamond grille, too, which is something you either love or you really hate. But I think that they're going to sell a ton of these.
Now, number five, it's actually – let's make this a twofer, okay? Because on our list, we originally discussed the Volkswagen GTI. That was actually going to be debuted for journalists at the Geneva Auto Show, which was canceled. So there was a program where you can actually go to Geneva Auto Show in Switzerland and drive the new GTI. In Europe, you inspect 245 horsepower, more new styling and more tech. I mean, you know, the GTI invented the hot hatch segment. So whenever a new one comes along, it's interesting. But I kind of feel like the hot hatch segment is in transition going to electric cars. So for me, the one that I'm actually more interested in is the ID4. The ID3 is out in Europe. We're not getting that here in America. We're getting the ID4. The new GTI in a way feels like the end of an era, whereas the ID4 feels like the beginning of an era.
Well, you can have both.
I can. How's that?
Yeah, in Europe they sell something called the GTE,
okay,
which is a high-performance golf variant with a plug-in hybrid system.
Mm.
So you get, I think it's even more power in some cases than the GTI, and it's got a plug-in aspect as well. So that's the one that I would love to see. Unfortunately, we haven't heard much about this car coming to the U.S., the 2021.
I think COVID didn't help. And I also think that, like I say, it's kind of the end of, I think, an era, even though it's brand new. It's a new generation. I'm just not sure it's it's kind of sad, you know. I mean, it might be the end of the hot hatch gasoline engine Volkswagen as we know it. The last of its breed.
I know that some people in Europe are already driving the new 2021s.
Yeah.
Like the reviews are coming out, but I haven't seen anything from them in the U.S. So we'll see if it makes it stateside, because the GTI does look pretty cool. Looks very high performance, and I would love to get our hands on one.
I mean, it competes with like the Veloster N, right? The maybe even the new GP in some ways, because it's front-wheel drive, and that's still front-wheel drive. The
exactly.
The GP.
Mm-hmm.
That might compete with the Golf R. Will there be a new Golf R? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not super sure about that. In Europe,
they're very quiet about it.
There's also a GTD, which is a GT diesel.
Diesel, yeah.
And we reported on TFL Car a while back, the hybrid, it will not be available here in the States. So I'm not sure my GTE dreams.
You know what we need? We need a European correspondent.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, to follow all these European cars. Because a lot of our fans listen to us in Europe, they listen to us around the world. And, you know, we obviously are very in tune with what's going on here in America, but a lot of the European stuff, you know, is much different. All right, what's number four, dude?
Next up is a hydrogen-powered vehicle. It's the Toyota Mirai.
Yeah, I saw it in person. I was blown away at the LA Auto Show, the last auto show before COVID hit. It's incredible that Toyota is like channeling their inner Audi A5. It's that good looking.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's kind of an extended four-door coupe design. It's supposed to be based actually on the Lexus LS platform.
Yeah.
But it's just gorgeous.
You like those
it's
wheels? Do you see the wheels?
Uh-huh.
Aren't the wheels spectacular?
It's got these like turbine style wheels.
I think those are some of the most spectacular new wheels I've seen in any vehicle.
Keep in mind that this is still a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle.
Yep.
So you're going to be limited on where you can purchase it.
Look, to say that the current Mirai was, you know, tapped with the ugly stick would be an understatement, right? It was bashed over the nose with it. And it just, stylistically, it's really, really weird. I got to drive it. Obviously, there's the current crop of hydrogen cars are all Asian, right? So we've got not just that, but we've got the Nexo, which we had here at the office. And we also have the Honda Clarity Hydrogen. And, you know, in a beauty contest, The car parked on the street that's not one of those three might win. They're just weird. And I never understood why they didn't somehow, like, you know, make it more obvious that it's a hydrogen car. And the only thing – let me explain hydrogen cars, right? You plug it into a hydrogen, it's compressed, and then it goes through a fuel cell, which separates the oxygen and the water molecule, and then water comes out the tailpipe. Only thing that comes out, right? And hydrogen is the most plentiful element in the universe. You can make it. You can get it naturally occurring. And I think it's a wonderful way to power a car. It's like what I would have thought of is the next power source, you know, when I was a kid. And yet all the cars look stodgy and look like something, you know, that your grandmother would love.
It's just the opposite, actually. Hmm. So they combine hydrogen and oxygen.
So I got it backwards.
Yeah, so when you take H2 and O, you combine them together, make water. And then what happens is in the membrane
you take the oxygen from outside and then you combine and get H2O.
Yeah, but you get a little burst of electricity. These hydrogen vehicles then capture the electricity to power an electric motor. So it's like driving an electric vehicle, but rather than having a battery on board, you're carrying hydrogen around at 10,000 PSI. So it's...
So to make it... To make hydrogen, right?
Right.
You got to take water and split off the H. Yes, or am I getting that wrong?
I don't think that's how that works.
How do you make it? Hydrogen?
Well, most hydrogen comes from natural gas.
But you can also make it. It can be made. You can create hydrogen.
Yes.
Anyway, guys,
I don't think,
as you can tell, we are not chemists
by any stretch of
the imagination. I barely remember the periodic chart or car guys, but it's a cool technology because... once again, what's happening is you're taking the most plentiful element and you're combining it, like you said, sorry, with oxygen, and you're getting H2O that comes out the back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you're using a small battery basically to capture the electricity and power the vehicle in conjunction with the power that you're directly generating from the fuel cell.
So next up on our list is the Audi e-tron GT. Mm. And this is just a concept, unfortunately.
We saw it once again in L.A. They had it there for one day.
Hopefully it will make its way into production because it's beautiful. It's an all-electric, basically supercar in some ways.
So let me kind of take a step back. So there is an e-tron,
mm-hmm.
right? That came out. That's already – you can go buy an Audi e-tron, right? That's an SUV.
Yep.
Right?
Four-door SUV.
Yeah, that's a four-door SUV. It's kind of looks like a big Audi A7.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, sort of. And then now there's a slant-back version of that that just came out.
Yeah, the e-tron Sportback.
Yep, a Sportback. And that's basically the same car, but it's got a little bit sexier tailgate.
Okay.
Right, that's like it's like a X6 if you're in that, you know, it's a little bit less practical but a little bit sexier. But then the Audi e-tron GT is basically the vehicle that was in the last Avengers.
Right, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, it was at the very end Tony Stark drives up in it I think and gets something out of the trunk if I recall. And it is dead. Drop dead gorgeous, sexy, beautiful car. Some of the best Audi styling I've seen. And like I say, they had it at the LA Auto Show, I think 2 years ago now. It wasn't this year. It wasn't last year. It was the year before. A couple of journalists got to actually take a ride around the LA Convention Center in it. Hmm. Emmy got to do that.
It's got apparently 590 horsepower, 0 to 100K, or 62 miles an hour, in 3.5 seconds. It will go over 248.5 miles.
Yeah, it's actually a really great-looking, not electric car, just car, right? I think it blows the Model S out of the water in terms of styling. I think it blows the Porsche Taycan out of the water. Yeah, just build it already and sell it. I don't know what they're waiting for. We seem to have somehow stumbled into, as a culture, the age of the ugly electric car, right? Tesla kind of built a relatively good-looking electric car, and then everybody else decided to follow Nissan's lead with the Leaf and create these homely little, not good-looking electric vehicles. And that's anything from the Leaf. I'm sorry, Nissan, it's just not a good-looking car. To the Bolt, which is kind of just a generic little hatchback. You know, to what else is electric out there? The Ioniq, which is kind of this funky, you know.
Well, you got Kona.
Once again, kind of funky.
Niro.
I would not use the word lustworthy to describe any of those.
I think the Teslas are pretty good.
Once again, Tesla, excluding Tesla, but all the traditional manufacturers said...
Mach-E is pretty good. That looks
no.
pretty good.
Oh, sorry, Tommy. I mean, Mach-E looks like, you know, a GT, Ford Mustang GT jumped the fence and had its way with a Tesla Model Y. Then you get
it's
the,
not horrible,
the love
though.
Child of
I
that
think, I think
that
it's
union.
Not a bad-looking car. It's just a... Not
why did they just build an electric Mustang? Why did they have to make it like
because
this
no
pregnant thing?
No one is buying
the most exciting cars. Most exciting thing, they're still selling a boatload of Mustangs. You bet they're buying them.
But how many Mustangs do they sell compared to how many Escapes do they sell? I bet it's tiny. I bet they sell.
No, I think Mustang sells, if I'm right, I'm going to say it's over 100,000. It's a big number, dude. It's like 100,000 a year. This is not a marginal seller. This is, you know, anytime you sell over 100,000 cars, it's a moneymaker for you.
But my point is that crossovers sell like the Dickens.
Yeah, I get that the crossovers, but why a Mustang crossover?
I agree they shouldn't have called it Mustang. That
you
was
call
pretty
anything
silly.
What you want, right? And then you know, they try to put the styling of it into it. It just, you know, it feels like they're trying to basically kind of make a familiar brand off of a very familiar brand and make it electric. And I understand that makes sense. But if you're going to do that, just build an electric Mustang. It'll be faster than the GT. It will be.
Okay, I've got the sales numbers here.
Okay. I bet you it's like 110,000, 120,000 units.
Last year.
Yeah.
Let me go to totals here.
Okay.
By year.
Yeah, you're doing good car, bad car?
I am on good car, bad car.
I figured, yeah.
Yep, it's not working. So okay. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, Tommy.
I think it's a lot, but I think compared to Escape, it's not.
Well, of course, Escape, that mid-sized crossover.
How many do you
crossover?
Think they sold in 2019?
I don't know. They said
72,000.
Mustangs.
Mustangs.
Still a lot of Mustangs, dude.
But compared to Escape, it's going to be nothing.
All right. Well, let's get the number two. And this is, of course, the one that a lot of you off-roaders out there, including myself, are looking forward to. No, it's not the one I'm thinking of. It's the one that Tommy is thinking of, which is what?
It is the Jeep Wrangler, the...
It's another two-for-one.
392 and the 4xe.
Yeah.
They sold 241,000 Escapes last year.
There you go.
It's a huge number. Anyway, the Jeep Wrangler 392 and the Jeep Wrangler 4xe, numbers and figures are still pretty soft on these.
We do know that there's a V8-powered Wrangler coming, a Hemi. Woohoo! Maybe 450 horsepower?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's going to be... a glorious Jeep with all the torque you'd ever want to roll the big tires that when you upgrade your suspension and you upgrade your tires, you're going to have a power plant that won't need to be upgraded. I think it's the one that a lot of Jeep guys have lusted after, and I think it'll sell like hotcakes, dude.
And then there's also a 4xe coming.
Yeah, it's like bookends, isn't it? It's
four,
cool.
Yeah, 4xe is going to be their plug-in hybrid Wrangler.
Yeah.
So we still don't know any official figures on this.
Well, I know. I can't tell you.
Yeah, those are also coming out soon in the next few days.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a pretty sweet little Jeep, too. We saw it teased at CES in both Wrangler and then Renegade versions. So in theory, you're still going to be able to drive off-road using no fuel whatsoever for probably a relatively short distance. And then when your battery dies, you'll just have a regular gas engine to keep you cruising.
Let us know in the comments below. Let's play a little game when this comes out. How many miles do you think that the 4xe can go on battery only? And I know that number. Unfortunately, like I say, we don't break embargoes, which the next one is certainly one we never did break. You know, people out there think we did. We didn't. So I can't tell you, but by Thursday this week, we will report that over at TFL Car. So we'll have a full video on the new 4xe. I can't wait. And here's a question for you, Tommy. The Hemi or the plug-in, which one would you buy if they were priced similar?
Oh, the plug-in.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's the future.
I'd go for the big old V8.
Yeah, I think that's the future. I think it looks brilliant in terms of what it might be able to offer in terms of seamless, quiet off-roading. So, yeah, that's the one I would go for.
I mean, both are going to have oodles of torque, but I'd still go for the Hemi.
All right, so number one on our list.
Of course, it's the
Bronco.
Yes, the biggest debut of the year. You keep looking at me when I say this, but we're pretty sure it won't be around until next June, dude. June.
Yeah, that's when apparently it will officially hit dealerships. That's, of course, the big Bronco with a smaller Bronco Sport hitting dealerships apparently sometime this year at the end of the year.
Yeah, the next quarter.
Yeah, but this Bronco looks amazing. Two engines, 2.3-liter, four-cylinder, 2.7-liter, twin-turbo V6. Mm-hmm. It's got available locking differentials. It's got up to 35-inch-tall tires from the factory. It's got just removable top, removable doors. It's available with steel wheels. It's available in a ton of different trims. Two- and four-door options, so I think this is going to be one to wait for.
And we haven't confirmed this from our sources yet, but latest reporting suggests that in 2023 there will be a Raptor version of it coming.
Yeah, which would be even crazier.
Which would be even crazier, which might compete against the Hemi. Maybe. We don't know much about it, except that there will be the Raptor Bronco. But yeah, the Bronco has captured people's imaginations for a long time Jeep has had the market to themselves with a traditional, at least American off-roader, and now people are excited to have a little bit of choice and competition in that segment. And I am too, dude. I can't wait. You know, Ford knows how to do off-roaders, and if anybody can bring it, Ford can bring it. There have been a lot of ride-alongs, but as far as I can tell, nobody's actually driven it. I was just watching a video today, and I wasn't sure if it was PR or if it was real, or maybe it was both, where, Ford is rebuilding that train station kind of building downtown Detroit. I don't know if it's a train station.
Yeah,
so I guess supposedly somebody at Ford knew somebody, and they brought a Bronco out, and the guy asked his girlfriend to marry him. It was very touching. It was really cool.
Yeah, I read that, too.
Did you see that? Yeah, yeah, it was really cool. Right in front of the Bronco is a yellow Bronco, and he showed her the Bronco, and then he showed her the ring, and I'm not sure which one pleased her more. She seemed very happy.
So it's supposed to start for under $29,000,
yeah.
Although the early ones are going to be more expensive than that because I think there's going to be big markups and there's going to be long waits. But looks like a serious competitor to the Wrangler. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah, so out of all these, which is the one that you're most excited to drive?
I am most excited to drive the Lucid Air.
You know, I am too, actually. Is that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'd say like the Jeep or the Bronco, but there can be no doubt that electric cars are coming, and they represent a real moment in time where it's like when we went from horses to cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going from cars to electric cars, and it's just a really great time to be alive. And I can't wait to try the newest and the greatest in future technology. I really feel like we're finally getting to the point where we'll be driving around silently and quickly, and
yeah,
or maybe not. Maybe we'll be driving around in little pod cars with no control.
Oh, I hope not. That would be horrible.
And we'll be lusting for big old Challengers or Hemi powered Mustangs. I'm sorry, Hemi-powered Wranglers, or even traditional Mustangs. Which way do you think it'll go? Maybe it'll go both ways.
We'll see.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for spending some more time with us. As always, this is Roman.
Yep, and Tommy. Check out TFLCar and TFLTruck.com for the latest and greatest in new car reviews.
And if you guys are listening to this as a podcast, head on over to YouTube where Tommy has been busy actually Googling all this stuff and correcting me as I make my mistakes, so you can actually see the video or pictures of these vehicles that we talked about. See you guys next time. Ciao.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.